In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear, and has eaten all winter long.
Good evening, you're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9 every week, Tuesday at 11 o'clock. I'm Matt, and I'm joined here tonight again by my grumpy gay co-host Helen, plus an angry gay man, Doug.
Hello, hello.
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 Hey guys, so you've become a bit of a regular, Doug.
I have become a regular. How was your week, Matt?
Well, we're still sort of staggering on with this whole, are we in restriction 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5 yet? So it's all a bit confusing, but I did find out that we are going back to the office next week. So I am looking forward to that, unlike you, Helen.
I'm not going back to the office.
No, I know. Okay. Is that because you don't have to, or you've put your foot down?
She's had it written into her contract. She's not going back.
Yes.
We're not going back to the office yet.
Right, okay. But it's funny, I've it's at the critical stage for me now. I look around at Bunker Grey and it's a bit of a sad state of affairs. I think it's time for me to try and go back to the life I once had.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Look, there's too many empty wine bottles and pizza boxes and things like that. And I had a bit of a drama this week.
Did you?
I did, yes.
Thursday
night.
Does it relate to an empty pizza box or a beer bottle?
No, a pizza box, actually. But, yeah, I just went to make some grilled cheese on toast. And there's a lesson in this for everybody, actually. Clean what? Your oven.
Why?
The oven caught fire. And I'm not just talking a bit of smoke.
Is it a gas or an electric oven?
It's I have no idea. I'm assuming it's electric because I didn't know how to put it out. Because I'm there going, oh no, but it's electric, so I don't want to chuck water at it. And we're talking a lick off. We're talking a wall. A wall of flame. And I'm just there going, oh. And I'm thinking, the only thing I could think of was...
Have a glass of wine.
Yes. And I saw the empty bottles.
Burn.
I picked up every one of the six bottles that were sitting there. Not one speck of wine in them.
And how was the cheese on toast?
It was never made. And somebody said to me the other day, you've been in your flat a year and a half now. Hey, is this the first time you've used the oven? And I said, well, not the first time I've used the oven, but the grill, yeah. So what had happened is there was like just this 6 inches of like congealed blech on the roof of the oven.
That's the technical term.
Yeah. I can't even make grilled cheese on toast. What would I know?
I've been to your home and I'm having to say that the litter boxes sounds a lot more sanitary than your grill. Did you actually invite me around for dinner? I'm not coming.
No. No, we can take your tuna more. I can shove it up.
It's not being reheated in that oven.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, it is a public service announcement I'm putting out there, people. If you're as crap as me at living in isolation. I'm a bit of a bachelor for my age, I must admit. Then, yeah, clean your oven. It's an important thing to do. But look, I was standing there and all I was basically trying to avoid was getting the fire brigade around because that...
Did they?
Then they'll charge you for it, right?
Did they come?
Well, anyway, so it hadn't gone off yet. And the room was getting murkier and murkier. And I grabbed one of the pizza boxes and I thought, oh, this is a fan. So all I did to stop this situation, as the flames are getting higher and higher, I stood under the fire detector. What have you got, waving this pizza box backwards and forwards to try and fan the smoke away?
Fanning the flames!
Fanning the flames!
You were using a pizza box as bellows, basically.
Exactly. And I'm just saying, don't worry about the oven. The oven will sort itself out. Just go and try and make sure that the fire alarm doesn't go off. Doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It went off anyway, of course. I mean, it was like, ugh. And then everybody's standing down on the street. And when they turn,
Do you hear the evil eye with your pizza box?
Yes. That's what I'm going around to everybody at the residence on the street going, but I used this.
I used a pizza box.
I don't know what I did wrong. Yeah, I had to. Yeah, they could see that I had to explain to the fire brigade that it was my apartment. And I had to come up and have a look and whatever. It was fine. But yeah, it was really scary, actually. Like, it's one of those moments where you're standing there and you go, shit, I don't know what to do. It's completely out of control.
Let me make a suggestion. Don't wave a pizza box.
No. And do you know why? This is another public service announcement. Because I actually pulled a shoulder and popped an ab doing it.
Dear God.
And then that night, woke up in absolute agony. And went to get to the bathroom to get some Nurofen, and there wasn't any. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get... Anyway, the whole thing is a bloody typical Matt disaster. It was just ridiculous. So that was my week.
Where was Miss Trilly?
Oh, God, you know what?
In the grill! Yeah. Have you seen her?
The house is burning down and I've lost the cat, but you know, I do not let that fire alarm go off. Anyway.
I don't think we need to get on with it. There's nothing left to say. I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, look, I am really sort of making light of this. But in all seriousness, the real public service announcement tonight should be, please do check your fire alarms, because it could have been much worse. So although I'm making light of it, I do actually understand this is a very serious issue. And yes, do make sure your fire alarms work. Do make sure they have batteries in there. It is very important, as I found out this week. Anyway, right, so coming up on tonight's show.
Well, we have a variation. It's a Madge world. Dish the pay dirt.
Oh, we've actually got two new segments tonight. This is exciting. Shaking things up a bit. We've got a new quiz called Hit or Myth.
Then we've got Room 666. And once again, Matt, after the crap week that he's had, is going to attempt toasted cheese. Pizza boxes.
Fire alarms that bloody work.
Put an oven into the flames of hell. Oh, it already is. It's fine. You put your own flat into Room 666 and all of your neighbours. Love me.
Yeah, right.
So it's actually vampires.
Anyway, so Idiot of the Week. Brand new topic coming up tonight.
Do we?
Yeah. It's called the Vegetarian and Other other Animal-Based Products Runner.
And AGM, oh. I think you've got something to say in your little rant later this evening.
Well, I don't know if I can top that fire story, but I'm going to give it a crack.
That's our boy.
And, of course, our grumpy gay music theme of the week. It's my choice this week, isn't it? Yes, the last one was your lesbian love affair thing. Madonna-thon.
Oh, okay. It's a Madonna theme.
Yes, and that's thon, not thong, Doug. It's not something you'd buy off Wish. Although I'm sure it probably exists, which makes me think Get Into the Groove is something I can't really listen to from now on.
Do you know what? Speaking of Wish, I lost my tail light on the main Yarra bike trail the other day, and so that light-up butt plug is becoming more and more tempting.
Oh, God.
So we're kicking tonight's Madonna-a-thon off with...
Well, I kind of have to slightly elaborate on this, right? So I've gone for early Madonna. I've gone specific Madonna, right? So we're not talking Vogue. We're talking the golden age of cinema, 1920s era, when she was a young slip of a 35-year-old. So we're starting off tonight with Causing a Commotion.